this DM from Tammy.
Yeah, she says, hey, Ben and Kelly, what do you think about bringing kids on first dates?
Go on.
Out the gate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, my logic is this. If a guy can't get along with my son, he's not worth dating.
Mm-hmm.
Being a single mother makes it really hard to date and find the right kind of guy.
Sure.
So what I've done with two different guys now is tried bringing my three-year-old son on our first date to see if they hit it off.
Okay.
If there's no connection there's no future for us. The first guy, I didn't mention this to, and just brought him.
Oh.
I never heard from him again.
Oh.
The second guy, I warned, and he seemed fine with it.
Okay.
And then just sort of disappeared after a few dates.
Oh.
My friends say bringing my son is crazy. So I'm wondering what other people think about it and how they would handle introducing my son to these guys.
Well, wow. Okay, Tammy.
Like I said, be gentle. Easy.
Maybe,
easy.
Maybe if all of your friends are saying the same thing, then maybe you should listen to...
They've got a point.
...some suggestions where... You know, hey, how, and when you think about it, all right, if you're going to a restaurant, right, how boring is it for a kid to sit at a grown-up's restaurant?
A three-year-old.
Yeah, I mean, they want to go to a place like a Chick-fil-A or a McDonald's or someplace that's got a play area where they can be distracted and they can have food that they enjoy and stuff like that.
Yes, and now I know there's so many people that are chiming in already with just... The fact that this can be immensely confusing
mm-hmm.
for your son,
mm-hmm.
especially if you start parading him in front of lots of first dates.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, what if you start dating someone and then they realize, I'm out. And then
okay.
the kid starts getting attached. Like, I think most single dating parents will tell you, you need to wait until you know the relationship is on solid ground and has potential for a future before you even consider introducing your son to them.
Am I wrong in thinking that it's not going to do irreparable damage to a three-year-old? Because I feel like a three-year-old, you're still young enough where it's like, they're not going to know or care. Now, if this person was... You know, six, seven, 8 years old.
Enough to remember.
Yeah, maybe that's a little bit more detrimental long term. But let me just be the devil's advocate and say, I don't know if a three-year-old is going to have long-lasting memories of, wow, there were a lot of men that my mom went through and saw and I was introduced to.
Okay, but still, you need to be able to allow the guy to get to know you, because your relationship really is going to be what needs to have a solid foundation before we figure out if all the other factors that are attached to you.
That is
and
true.
And you can do that by talking about your son.
That is
them.
True. That is
you,
true.
You tell them you're a single mom and all the things about, and if they decide from that point, okay, am I interested in dating a single mom? And hopefully you are upfront with that at the very beginning, even before you agree to meet on a date.
Now, I agree with that. I'm just wanting to maybe take away the argument that, oh, it's going to irreparably damage the kid if you do that.
I don't think we take away that argument completely.
All right.
I feel like you need to figure out the relationship first, figure out if that's going to have legs to begin with. Because if not, that piece doesn't even matter.
Okay, so basically, hey, I think everybody is kind of saying the same thing and... Look, let's not bring and introduce the kid to these people, because now, to be fair to your date, like your date needs to get to know you and like
yes.
what you said, Kelly.
Yes.
Just needs to understand and make sure that there's a vibe and a connection with you, the person, before any sort of kids or offspring are introduced into the fold.
Can I just tell you, hey, Tammy? In the 30 minutes that this has been posted on Facebook, there
mm-hmm.
are over 51 comments.
Mm-hmm.
So there are lots of different things that you can read through that might, you know, just again, offer that advice from maybe others who have walked down this path before.
Okay.
That can offer wisdom.
All right. So I don't know if we have to keep circling the boat on Tammy, because I feel like we're all kind of saying the same thing. But Tammy, yeah. Check out the Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. You can kind of see what a lot of people are suggesting. But I would like to hear, what wild thing did you experience on maybe a first date? Maybe it was a kid.
It was their parent.
Maybe it was their parent. Who knows? Yep. All right. Anyways, we'll get to some of your stories on the way on 99.7 DJX. I don't know if you have anything to relate or follow up, or a story involving like Tammy's situation. Maybe you were one of the guys that she brought the kid to and you want to tell your side of the story. I don't know. You feel free. 502-795-1997 is our number. First dates can be interesting, especially if, like Tammy, our listener, you bring along a kid.
A three-year-old. Yeah. It can be a little difficult when you're trying to get to know a person.
Chana texted us and said, worst first date experience, a guy brought out tarot cards, wanted to see if our signs aligned.
Oh, no.
And wanted to show me YouTube videos on astrology.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's a lot of sharing.
Okay, Chana, he's just trying to, again, see if you guys are vibing.
Right, if you're compatible and have the same interests.
And then followed up with, oh, yeah, I can't pay for our dinner. It's on you this time.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's bold. Wow. That's bold.
Yeah.
That's bold. Yeah, it
probably didn't go out again.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, my gosh. And just again, a lot of people are just reiterating, not a great idea to bring a child on a first date. And Elizabeth says, my brother has three kids, and he waits at least 6 months, if not more, to introduce them to a girl he's dating. You got to wait a long enough time to introduce your child to the person you're dating. Can't just throw that out there at the jump. So, yeah.
Lisa messaged us, crazy first date. Well, we got arrested together. First time I met his parents, too.
Oh.
That's all she said. She said.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
What in the world did you get arrested for? I didn't know that piece of the story.
What a setup.
You can't just drop that bomb and leave.
Dave said, went to pick her up at her apartment. She came out with her mom and expected me to take her out for dinner, too.
Oh, yeah, no.
After some words back and forth, left and I had a nice meal alone.
Oh.
There wasn't a second date.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Saw that coming.
What's worse, the kid or the mom?
I think the mom.
Really?
Yes, the mom. 1,000%. For sure. Mom should be able to pay. I'm just saying.
Oh, my gosh. So we got a text from Jessica. One guy, first date. We went and met his parents. His mom took a picture of my license plate and me, quote, just in case her son went missing.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
That is right. Assuming things, Gina said. He asked if I wanted to go back to his house.
Oh.
Got there. He asked me to paint his kitchen cabinets. I left.
Hey, while you're here, grab a brush.
What the heck?
I got a fun project for us.
Wow.
On a first date. Tara said, within the first 30 seconds, dude told me how he cheated on his ex-wife, who he was still living with. After some weird back and forth where I learned that we had matched a few years ago, too, on social media, I said that I was leaving and he tried to flip it that I, quote, seemed triggered. Date was over in 3 minutes.
Okay. All right. Okay.
What? You seem triggered. You know what? We've matched on this dating app before.
Yeah, that's what a woman wants to hear. Are you triggered?
Yeah, that's a little creepy.
Oh, my God, Rachel. Oh, my God, Rachel. My date peed his pants.
Oh, no.
Yep, a grown man peed his pants on her first date because he spent the whole time talking himself out of excusing himself to the restroom for fear of being rude.
What?
As if we all don't use the bathroom several times a day. Eventually, it was just too much, and he wet himself and then argued with me the next day when I said I didn't want to see him again. Wild.
Oh, wow. All right. poor guy. Now, listen, you know, you got to wait a few dates before you whip out the, hey, I peed my pants sort of bit on your date. I say that with experience, of course.
Right.
All right. Hey, thanks for the stories there on 99.7 DJX.